Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Let's talk about another company, Alibaba. Alibaba is a company that's very interesting. Glad to see that Jack Ma is okay. We spoke about that. He went missing a while back after he spoke out.
He's on a little vacation.
Yes, he spoke out about the Chinese government.
A little bit of straightening.
A little bit of straightening was required.
Sitting on his back pocket for 3 months.
But good to see him back. He's still alive. That's a blessing.
That's the most important
thing. But Alibaba, the Chinese Amazon, for lack of a better comparison, its stock chart does not look good for the year. It is up $5 today. It went up $5 today. What are your thoughts on Alibaba?
It's the only company in China that I like. I still would not put money into it if I had to pick between them, Apple, Amazon, AMD, NVIDIA, because of the geopolitical factors. Now, if everything, so when you guys are looking to invest, you have to look at the global macro picture first. That's a fancy way of saying what's going on in that country. Are they allowed to thrive or not?
Right.
So when you have certain types of government regimes like Russia, China, North Korea, it makes it a little bit more difficult. Like, America is the only country that lets the inmates run the asylum. So Russia and China is like a top-down dictatorship. America is a company-driven dictatorship. Alibaba, if it gets to like 132.73, I would not mind it if you're going to look to hold for 10 years. But until everything smooths out in China, I don't like any companies in China. But if I have to pick one out of that list that was the winner, I like Alibaba and everything else. I will leave them all. And then I know a lot of you guys were asking me about NIO as well. I think NIO has some promise, but it's not Tesla. I feel like most people want to get into NIO because they didn't get into Tesla early enough.
Yeah, they want
to justify it.
They want it to be the next Tesla. Hey, listen, this is, I think.
And
is
you,
like,
you haven't put in any money to buy a fucking NIO. I don't see anybody be like, man, when I get my bag, I'm for sure getting the NIO.
I've never seen a NIO.
Nobody in Detroit be like, bruh, you ain't got you a NIO yet? You do market money there? I've never seen a person ever. Okay, be real with me. Put yes in chat if you got your kid a Neo model car for Christmas. You ain't named your kids Neo. Stop, man. Shout out to Neo.
Shout out to Nehemiah Davis.
Neo, Maya Davis. That's the only Neo.
That's the only Neo I know.
And the singer.
And the guy from The Matrix. Yeah. But you bring up a good point. You bring up a good point because I've never actually, I've never seen a Neo car before. I've never heard of anybody interested in buying a Neo car, but I have heard of a bunch of people that's interested in buying Neo stock.
Yeah.
I've heard way more people that's interested in buying Neo stock than Neo car.
I mean, it's exactly what he said. I think they're just looking at the potential growth. Lucid Motors is another one. I've actually seen people want to get that car. Like, we go to Miami, they got the store. Shout out to Jehu and Francis. They just like, yo, we had to test drive it. The thing is ridiculous. I've actually seen people with that. So that's interesting. But man, you said one. What was the number on Baba? Because today it hit it. Well, was it yesterday? It hit its two and a half year low. Right. So it was at a high of 317 and got down to 150. I learned my lesson. I think it was like the third or fourth episode of Market Mondays. And you were like, look, man, why are we trying to find a new company when there's companies here that exist that are thriving?
Like 134.20. I'm going to be real with everybody. Like, and I'll say this jokingly and seriously, just, man, if you just listen to the ones that I tell you to stay away from, you'll be straight, man. I know you may not like how I deliver it, but the truth is the truth, baby. It is what it is. I'm trying to help you guys win. Like, you don't have to gamble. But because if like NIO and these companies in China were the move, you would have saw them in a portfolio of hedge fund managers. And then you guys are always getting recycled companies and picks after they're no good and after people profited off of them. They were a good trade.
Yeah.
It was not a good investment. It's not a good investment.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The last stock question. Let's talk about REITs. REITs is something that we haven't spent too much time on. Real Estate Investment Trust, CCI, which is a REIT, popular REIT.
I'd do some homework on that.
Well, first of all, YouTube, almost 6,000 people want to check in.
Red Panda family.
Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the two.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all.
Thumbs up on that.
Hit the like button. And shout out to Director Dollar for the super chat. Appreciate it. How do you feel about...
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A CCI.
Director Dollar, go trademark that name. That's a good name. CCI is probably one of the only REITs that I like because people, you know, they think I only like the 2-tech, 2-index strategy. But last year, 2 Elite and Stock Club, this is one of the ones that I mentioned when it was pretty cheap. Shout out to my guy Drew. He put me onto it and a couple other people did. It's actually coming to a price that I like around 165.17. If it gets there, I'd be elated. But when I had people get into it in 2020, it was at 122.15, and it went up to 204. So it's been a good run. So if you guys are looking for a real, Matt, you would be happy. I finally mentioned something real estate related. CCI does have pretty good growth. It's pretty stable. And if you look back in 2002, it actually got down to $1, which is insane. Going back to the 20-year hold, and if you would have held it for that 20-year period, it went to 143. So that probably is one of the greatest investments of all time if anyone has held it over 10 to 15 years.
Yeah.
I like a lot.
So it's I just wanted to add to it. So it's an infrastructure REIT. And so I was like, okay, have I seen that before? And so basically what it does is, what they do is they have a portfolio of macro cell towers. And so we talk about communication, right? We see towers going up for communication. This is what they invest in. And so right now, obviously, cell towers, everybody's going to say, well, there's 5G. And so obviously, this is a company that is very aware of that. And so that's something that they'll probably be focusing on for the next 5 to 10 years is how do we build smaller cell towers and how do we get into the fiber cable operations of things. And so, yeah, they had an amazing run, but they have potential for the future as well. So keep an eye out on CCI, Infrastructure REIT.
Guys, don't need that many. 4, 2 tech, 2 index, no stress. But for my veterans, it's a good one to add.
How do we feel about REITs in general?
I don't like
them. Why don't you like REITs, Ian?
If I could draft LeBron over Jeremy Lin, who would you draft?
LeBron.
Now, you know, I think Jordan's the greatest player of all time, but we won't have this debate again. But this is my determining factor on everything. What can give me the most return on my money? I want us as investors in this culture to stop being caught up on like the love and hip hop version of investing where we're like, we're going to talk our way out of everything. If you give me a REIT that can give me 38 to 45% return in a year, I'll invest in it clear as day. If you've invested in Tesla or AMD or Nvidia and you got more than 35% return, please put yes in chat. I just don't see any REITs that give me 40% return in a year. If there is one, I'll for sure take it. It's not there. Also, my personal theory is if I want to be exposed to real estate in a safe way, I'm going to invest in McDonald's, which happens to be the biggest real estate company in the United States. I don't care about feelings. I want to look at the data and I want to bet on all winners. So if I have a chance to get Brady, I'm going to get Brady every time. Yes, I love Pat Mahomes. But when we was at Joe's house last Super Bowl, I was like, I know Pat looks like Black Jesus. I'm not betting against Tom. Tom played at Michigan. I saw what he did to IU when I was like, yo, there are certain companies, certain entities, certain stocks that always seem to do the impossible. Starbucks, McDonald's, Home Depot, any company that has a bunch of commercial locations. And McDonald's makes the majority of his money. If Chick-fil-A ever became publicly traded, I'll be all over it.
Lights out.
Yep. Oh, baby.
Yeah.
They'll never do it. But if so, there are certain. So, and if you're looking in terms of market share and mind share, McDonald's has way more mind share than any REIT that you can ever name. It's just about who can produce the most. And that's why even in investing, I focus on solely and exclusively on being able to get the highest returns. Because I know if I lose that edge, I don't have anything. So when I'm looking at investments, I'm like, I need to pick something that's going to give me the biggest bang for my buck that I can put up 40 a night and I don't have to worry about. REITs don't do that. We can argue it, but if we go look at the data from 1900 through now, name me a REIT over a 10-year holding period that averaged 35%. Cat Williams voice, don't worry, I'll wait.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop. Mic drop. Backdrop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.